on an earthly kli. V'nishdayu b'toima. And I'll take the Shem Hashem, Hashem's name, and I'll throw it into this time, into the hole here, and that will quiet down the water. O monarch, and they'll be quiet. So leka d'kamalei midi. Nobody told Dovra Melech anything. Izama Dovra said like this. Called the Yodea. If anybody knows, l'neima v'yena oimer, anybody really knows what to tell me about the Shaila. And he's not telling me, yichonek d'groine. We're going to choke him. We're going to choke him to death. So nosachi toifo kabuchayma b'yatzmoy. Achitoifu made his own kalvachoyim. It said like this. Uma la'asri sholim ben ishli ishtoi omru toiro shmi shenichta b'kdusha yimocho alamayim v'madach by where your wife is a soita. Halacha is you have to bring it to the kohen. The kohen writes the Megillah soita and it has Hashem's name written in the Megillah and then he puts it into the water and it dissolves in the water. So you're seeing you being mochi, you're erasing Hashem's name for what purpose? Just to make sholim ben ishli ishtoi. So Lasay Shalom, the Chol Olam Kuloi. Here it's a question: should the underground water come and destroy the whole world? So you want to make Shalom between the whole world? In the Lakas Kama the Kama, that it should be mutter to write Hashem's name in this piece of paper on the Kli Cheres and throw it here. Is Omalei Shori. So therefore, Achitofel said, you know, it's mutter, David HaMelech. You are allowed to write Hashem's name on a Kli Cheres and throw it into this into the Shishin here. Is that's what David HaMelech did? Is Kosav Shem Achaspa? He wrote Hashem's name down on an earthly kli. The Shadyet L'Toim, and he threw it into the smoke and we were digging that took the time the underground water. The Nokas Toim Moshisrei Alpha Gamidon. Now the Toim went down 16,000 like Amis underneath the ground. That's how far down the water went. Is Kichazi the Nokas Tuva after Dovra Melech saw that the underground water went down so far? Omar, he said, it's not so good. The water is too far away from the ground. Kama de midlayu tfei mirtav alma. If the water would be higher up, it would be better off for the ground. The ground would be more moist, more wetter, it would be better for planting. So Omar, therefore now Dovra Melech went, and he said, Chamesh asara milas. He went to say now the 15 shiramalas in. Ve'yaske chamisar alfe gamida. And each shiramalas brought it up another 1,000 amas. So he brought the time up 15,000 amas. But it went down 16. Slamais, it still remains 1,000 underneath the ground. The yuk may be alpha gamida, and it came out the underground water is 1,000 amis below the surface. So Amaulula said, Shema mina from here we see that sumcha the area, how thick is the ground, alpha gamida, 1,000 amis. That's how thick the ground is. Like under that, already is the water. For the Gemara of Chazina de Karinon, Purta, we only have to dig a little bit. And automatically water comes out. So Kuri, you see, it's not 1,000 amas down the time. You just got to dig a little bit and automatically you get water. So Shemashma, the time is all the way up. So Amrav Mishashiyam, Hahu Misulma de Pras. That's talking about like the river of Pras, which was in a very high place. On that place, the water could be elevated more higher up. You just have to dig a little bit. But the real time to get to its water, you'll have to dig down at least 1,000 amas. Anything higher than that is not from the time, it's only from the sum of the pras. That's a very high place. Its river water was higher up. Right. The kanim stood up in the shar elyon that was going down. Yeah. So, lamalo asiris. It says they were on the 10th step. Does that mean the 10th step from top? That means the Noches Chomesh, they only went down 5 steps. The Koi Asara, and they were standing on the 10th step. Oidilmet means the Mishnah, the Noches Asara. The Kanim went down 10 steps. The Koi Achamishan, they stood on the 5th step. Take, this is a suffix. Tell Rabbonim, Mimash Mishnev, when the Pasuk says, Ufnayim Kedma, their face was facing towards the east. Was away from the Mokim of HaKodesh. Is any there, don't I know, Shachareyim Alehechel Hashem. That their back was called the Echel Hashem. As now the Tzadikim was saying, like, we're not like the Rishoyim. The Rishoyim before us used to have their face toward the east, and their back was towards the Echel, towards the Shekhinah. So what does it got to say, the Mishnah Pshita? If the face was east, the back was towards west. Ela, Matam Eloyim Achareyim Al Echel Hashem. What does it mean to say their backs were towards the Echel, towards Marav? Malame, that the Rishoyim before, Shayapurin Atzman, used to uncover themselves. O Matrizin Kalpe Mata. They used to let the waste out of the body towards the Shekhinah. They have to say, we don't know from Hashem. That's what the Rishoyim used to do. And now the Tzadikim was saying, Pum Faket. that Onu Leko Uleko Anenu. We are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our eyes. Fred Gemara Eini, now let us say like this. Here we have two times Hashem's name. He's Onu Leko Uleko Anenu. We are to Hashem, and to Hashem is our eyes. So he's saying Hashem's name twice. Fred Gemara Vomer Rab Zera. Koloime Shema Shema. If you say Shema Shema twice, is Kilu Oma Moidim Moidim. As if you're saying two different things. It looks like you're talking to two different gods. So you're not supposed to say two times Shema Shema or Moidim Moidim. And for sure you should not say Hashem's name twice. It looks like you're talking to two different gods. Say Elohochi Yarmi. This is what they said. Heima Mishtachvim Kedma. The Rishoyim before, they were bowing down the opposite way, to the east side. The Onu Leko. But we are bowing down to the Marav side, to the Shechina. Now, the Anachnu Moidim V'Einenu Leko Miyachlis. And our eyes are waiting for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it wasn't that he said Hashem's name twice, one next to another. There was the word Anenu in between. But since the word Anenu is in between, there's no avera here of saying Hashem's name twice. All right, turn over. Yeah. Mishnah says, Ein poichsim me eskrim v'achas tkiyos b'midash. Every day they never had less than 21 times they blew the shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. They never had more than 48. That's the most they blew the shofar in one day. How does it work out? That b'chol yom every day, hayusham eskrim b'yachas. There was 21 tkiyas. Tkiyas b'Mikdash. How does it go? Sholosh l'psichas shorim. Three, when they open up the doors of the Azara. So our time is going that the tkiyah, a true and a tkiyah is called three. So you have a tkiyah, a true, then a tkiyah, it's called three. So when they open up the doors, you have to have a tkiyah, true, a tkiyah, that's called three tkiyahs. The teshul atomit shachar. The shastad brought the carbon atomit in the morning, you had nine tkiyahs. Also, tkiyah, true, a tkiyah, three times. The teshul atomit shabin abayim. And nine also by the atomit shabin abayim. This is how you have 21. You have 9 and 9 is 18, and 3 is 21. So at least you have every single day is at least 21. 3 for opening up the gates, and by each tumid you had 9 tkiyas. Trashi, teisha l'tumid shel shachar, kishoyu menaschin es nischei hatumid. When they brought the nesochim, the yayin, by the common tumid, is halavim oimrim bashir. The levim would sing their shir. Ushloisha prokim hoyu bashir. There were 3 times during they were singing, shahoyu mafsikin. They would stop. Over toikin hakanim, and at that time the kanim would blow bechatzrisayim. They would blow the chatzrisayim. Or mishtach v'nom, and the whole arm would bow down. Kedadnam nesech to tomid. Hegiel le perek came to a stop. Tikul they blew mishtach v'om, and our kol perek kia. They are called tkiya shtachavor. At each stop they made it kia, and every time they made it kia, the whole arm would bow down. They are called tkiya, and every tkiya hois a trua b'yemta. There was a trua in between. There was a tkiya before, a pshuta, a tkiya at the end, and in between there was a trua. So by the korban atamid, when they sang the shir, they stopped 3 times, and every interval had 3 tkiyas. So by the tamid, you have 3 in the morning, and the same thing by Tamid Shabbat Abayim, also you had 3. You had intervals, 3 intervals, each one's 3, so you have 9. So 9 and 3 is 21. Vayta now, how do you have more than that? Over Musafim, a day you brought a Korah Musaf, for you Musafim. Oy Teisha, there was another 9 tkiyas for the Musafim. Trash of Musafim, the Yom Shiesh by Musafim, they had another 9 tkiyas. Hey, also, by the Musafim, they would stop in between 3 times, and each time they would blow a tkiyah through a tkiyah, so you have 9 more tkiyas by a day that you brought a Korah Musaf. Over Shabbos, let's go on every Erev Shabbos. Hoyu Moisifun Sheish. There was another 3 tkiyas they did on every Erev Shabbos. Shaloish lahavtil libotel esom mimlocha. To stop the people from doing melocha. In other words, before Shabbos, they will warn you, blow the shofar to tell you it's coming close to Shkia, stop doing melocha. Oshaloish lahavtil ben kodesh lechol. And 3 to know when there's a difference between kodesh and chol. Rashi says, "Ben Kodesh Lechol, Kishe Kiddush Hayoyim. After was Kiddush Hayoyim, when it was Vaday Shabbos, Loedir to tell the people, Shechashech it's night time. V'yesh Matar Chiyev Skilu Bimlocha.
And you should know if you do a malacha now, after Nacht, it's already a chiyuv skila. So be careful. So kitzur, they blew 3 times earlier in the day to stop you to do malacha, and they blew three later on Shabbos itself to tell you it's already Shabbos now. Erev Shabbos Shebetech HaChag. What's going to be on Erev Shabbos that came down in the middle of Sukkis? Hoyu Shom Arboyu Mishmoina. That's where you have the most chiyuv. He had 48, because he had Musaf and yet Erev Shabbos. Sholosh L'Psicha Sorim. He had 3 in the morning, the first one like every day, when he opened up the gates of the Azara, he had to blow 3. Atkiyah, true Atkiyah. Sholosh L'Shar Elyon. It was special about Sukkot, you blew 3 by the Shar Elyon. So Rashi says, Sholosh B'Shar Elyon, the second big line, the Amrin Liel, Korah Geva Tikov Riyah V'Tokul. When they came to the top gate, also, now on Sukkot, they made it Kiyah, true and Kiyah. V'sholosh l'shar ha'tachton. And again, 3 when it came to the bottom gate. Rashi Amrin Liel, Hegiyah li'Azor, when it came to the Azor itself, Tikov Riyah V'Tokul. V'yamarichin ben ad shegiyah l'shar ha'yotzeh l'mizrach. Till he came to the gate that goes out the east side. V'shar ha'tachton, that's the bottom shar. V'mor v'for ha'shamay l'chosh v'sholosh shamay lo ha'siris. Why doesn't the Mishnah say that we had before on the Milo HaSiris, on the 10th step or the 5th step, they also blew the Shofar there. But I call upon them here by the Shar Elyon and by the Shar HaTachton, they blew each time 3 Tkiyas. Tkiyah, true Tkiyah. So Sholosh L'Milo HaMayim. They had another 3 Bishas they were fetching the water for the Nisach HaMayim. Shrashi L'Milo HaMayim means Achas Shemolim, after they filled up the pitchers of water. Vishobu, they came back with Voyolahen Lazar, they brought into Lazara, Derech Shar HaMayim. They came through the Shar HaMayim with Nan Liel that they made it Tkiyah, true at Tkiyah at that time. Vishobu Shagabi Mizbech. And they made 3 now special Agabi Mizbech Rashi, Kishazoikvin Nesarova. When they put the Arova around the Mizbech on everyday Sukkis in the Beis Hamikdash, they also made it Tkiyah, true at Tkiyah. So another 3 has special for Sukkis. Then Teisha, the regular Latomish Shakar. Veteisha, the regular Tomasha Ben Abayim, Veteisha L'Masof, like we had before, and Sholosh L'Haftil Esomin Amloch, we're talking about now with Erev Shabbos also. Erev Shabbos during Sukkis, so you have the 3, before like Shkia, to tell the people, before Lichtzin, and to tell the people stop to do Melocha, the Sholosh L'Haftil Ben Kodesh L'Choyl. The way Rashi learns it means, when it becomes Shabbos itself, to tell the people now, if you do Melocha now, there'll be a Chiyah Skil involved. Tomorrow says Masnisin like Reb Yehuda. Our Mishnah does not come out like Reb Yehuda. Titania Reb Yehuda Weiner Ha Poiches La Yivchos Misheva. You never have less than 7 Tkiyas. Our Mishnah says 21, and he says 7. It's the same thing. We'll soon see. Just he holds that a Tkiyah, true Tkiyah, is called like 1, not 3. He holds it's called 1. It's the same thing. If you hold it's called 1, you never have less than 7. Our Mishnah calls it 3. So 3 times 7 is 21. But if Yehuda holds no, a tkiyah, true tkiyah is called like 1. So you never have less than 7 tkiyas. The hamoisif loyosif al shesh asorim. The most you could have is 16. So Mura says the Maikim Miflugi, what's the machlekes awatana and Reb Yehuda? We have Yehudis of our tkiyah, true tkiyah achasi. This inyun of blowing a tkiyah, then a true, then a tkiyah, that's called like 1. The Rabbanan sarva, the Rabbanan hold no, tkiyah lechud, or true lechud. Each one is called a separate cheshbon by itself. So it's not a really machlokes. They both hold the same thing. Just one holds calls it 7, and one calls it 21, because you call these 3 1, you call each one, you call it 3. So Gemara says, my time with Reb Yehuda. What's the svara? What's Reb Yehuda shita? Omakwa, the pasuk says, utkatem trua, uksiv trua yitoku. So it's mashma that ki and true is like 1. Okay, so it has to come out that ki or true achasi, it's 1 thing. So the 3, the tkiyah, true tkiyah, is 1. For Rabbonin, hahu lepshuta lefnei lachrim. There the pasuk is just saying you have to have a true. Now before the true and after the true, you have to have a tkiyah. But avad, each one is called a separate tkiyah by itself. Hu di yosa. For Rabbi Yehuda lefnei lachrim minole nafkula mishanis. It says it twice. For Rabbonin, my tamai, why did the pasuk say it twice? The asib of ahakil es hakoil tisku. Make a tkiyah and then a trua. No, for Rabbanan, my time, what's Rabbanan's time to say, Yechesh each one separately? The pasuk says, when you want to gather the cow together, tisku v'loisariyu. Make a tkiyah, but don't make a trua. Only make one tkiyah. Now, if you want to tell me like a Yehudishita, that tkiyah trua, achasi, it's always called one. You know, you can't count the tkiya by itself or true by itself. It's always counted like one. Tkiya, true or tkiya is like one. So how come here? Omer Rachmona palgu the mitzvah ovid, or palgu le ovid. Here the pasuk says clearly, when you want to gather everybody together, make a tkiya, but do not make a trua. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's like one mitzvah, what they say, do half the mitzvah and half not to. That's Rabban and Jiraiya, each one is separately. So tkiya is called one cheshbin, true is another cheshbin. So here you could have one without the other. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Hahu l'simna b'yamu d'yosa. That's only a simon, it's not a real mitzvah there. It's only a simon is fine to tell the people, let's get together. How do we know to get together? So when they blow one tkiya, that's the sign everybody should get together. But true, that's not a mitzvah tkiya. That's just a sign to get together. For Rabbonin, simnahu, for Rachmon and Shav Yemitzvah, it's only for a sign to know when to get together. But the Torah still calls it a mitzvah. So that's Rabbonin's raya, that each one by itself was called a cheshbin by itself. You don't count all three one, then you couldn't divide it up here. Elamai, each one is called the cheshbon by itself. Gemara says, "Kaman noz lahod the yomer Rav Kana." Who does Rav Kana go like that? Ain bein tkiya letrua v'le klum. There should be no interruption, no hefsek, no stopping between a tkiya and a trua. Here's the chur kaman Rav Yehuda. The chur goes like Rav Yehuda that he holds a tkiya, trua tkiya is called one, so you shouldn't stop in between. There shouldn't be any hefsek. Only pasha to take a breath, but not more. Shkur goes according to Yehuda Shita. Gemara says Shita, like for sure goes according to Yehuda. Gemara says no. Now the time I would have thought.